Jackson, what was it like when you heard the news you were going to get an opportunity to start, and kind of what do you think you've learned after being down since the preseason?
Well, first off, I was excited, obviously, about it. To get my opportunity, especially being hurt all season, not being able to even practice or throw a ball. So, you know, I was itching to get out here, but now that I got out here, it feels good to get back into the swing of things, and I'm excited about Sunday now.
Looking back, how will all those first-team reps from OTAs, training camp, and the preseason help you now going out there building a foundation of timing and chemistry with those guys?
A lot. I know last year, when I came into play, it was a little different story. I didn't get that many reps with the ones. But, you know, all training camp, I was rotating in and out with Trevor. So I think that benefited me a lot. So I was able to come out here and not really take as long to get my timing down with those guys and get in a rhythm with those guys. But it felt good, even though it was the first day out here. But we're going to keep working towards Sunday.
Because the season has gone the way it has, Pax, do you feel less pressure?
I didn't really think of there being any pressure if I were to come in anytime during the season. You can't let the season get bigger than you or the game be bigger than you, whether we were on a winning streak or not. You know, it's one game at a time, so that was kind of mentality coming into it.
How would you define success?
Getting a win, yeah. So I want to go out there and win the game, obviously, however that happens. You know, however we got to do that. And I think that, you know, we got a good game plan, and we're moving towards that.
Do you feel like your feet is part of your talent and your ability to run? Any more hesitant to do that because you spent most of this year?
No. At this point, I feel 100% comfortable in my body. And even though I got hurt, I feel like it, you know, doesn't even affect me now. So a lot of praise to those guys in the training room getting me back to where I need to be.
Do you view this as a last chance to show what you can do before the offseason?
I don't take it as a last chance, but I take it obviously as an opportunity to go out there and, you know, show that you can be the guy. They called my number, so I've been preparing this whole time, whether it was out here on the practice field or in the training room when I couldn't come out here. So I'm confident where I am and what we can do this weekend.
What kind of relationship have you built with Bill Musgrave since he's come in here?
It's been a good one. I think it's really helped us, and especially me, the fact that he's been our quarterback coach. Now he's the OC. I know when you get an OC, you don't get to spend as much time with them as you do a quarterback coach, whereas they're sitting in the meeting room with you all the time. But I've developed a good relationship with Coach Musgrave, and I trust in his plan.
Do you need a little extra that, you know, he did have some input in who was going to start this weekend, and he helped make you the guy?
I didn't know any of that, but obviously that makes me feel good about myself that Coach Musgrave, you know, has the trust in me to go out there and perform and get a win, and that's ultimately what I'm out here trying to do.
How did Brock and Trevor treat you this morning?
Fine, you know, no different than we've been treating, you know, we've been acting towards each other all season. There was no difference.
How's it been going to be offensive coordinator now?
It's a little different, but obviously the OC being switched in the middle of the season, it's not a full switch between this offense and that offense. You know, there's a lot of similarities, so I think he's gonna, you know, try to cut it down so we can go out there and play fast and not have to think.
Do you feel that Bill's offense is catered entirely around you and your strengths?
I would say that it's obviously got some things to where it fits my ability, but I don't think it's solely based on how I play. I think that it also helps the guys around us too. I mean, we got good receivers and we got good running backs in the backfield too, so it's just figuring out a way how we can get all those guys the ball.
Ben said he wants you to still be an athlete, you know, run if it's there. How do you kind of distinguish that fine line of making plays with the feet but not getting too far off script?
I think it's just instincts. I think if you feel the, you know, you feel the pocket collapsing, then you don't be scared to take the ball down and run with it. And I think that makes me feel a lot better about myself, that the coaches have that trust in me to take care of the football when I'm running with it and throwing it. So I'm just going to use my instincts, and if I feel like the pocket is collapsing, I need to take the ball down and run, then I will.
C.J. Anderson said that your study habits behind the scenes have really, really improved, and you're asking a bunch of questions. Why was it important for you to kind of up your game in that area?
I just think that when I first came in, you know, like I said, I didn't really know much about, you know, how to study like a professional and doing that day in and day out. But as I kind of got a chance to sit back and learn and talk to the coaches and spend a year with those coaches and be around guys who are around Peyton, and then, you know, Brock comes in and, you know, he spent a lot of time on Peyton too, and getting a chance to watch how Brock prepares and comes out here and handles practice, I think that only benefited me. No, obviously, like I said, with it being a week that it is, especially when it's Thanksgiving week, you can't really switch the offense and expect everybody to be able to go out there and play full speed and be confident in what they're doing. So I think that Coach Musgrave has a plan, and he's orchestrating that to us, and I think it's a really good one.
Do you still feel any pinch or anything when you throw in the filter?
No. Like I said, the training staff did a really good job at handling me and kind of taking it day by day and slowly easing into it, and now I feel even stronger than I did.
Tyson, has it been kind of a whirlwind for you coming in from training camp, competing for the job, getting hurt, being inactive for so long, being active, and now being the starter?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year for sure, but it's just really been about, you know, keeping my head level, not getting too high, not getting too low, with what's going on around me and focusing on what I can control. And that's what I was doing through the process of being injured. And then whenever training camp ended and the season started. So it's just really been focusing on getting better and improving every day.
Can you only get a feel of when to run or when to pass in a game, or can you practice that and get a feel of that in practice?
I would say you can obviously get a feeling of it in practice, but it's a little different because, you know, those guys aren't rushing to come hit you. Those guys are working on their technique and getting up the field and then doing what their coaches do after the play. But in the game, you know, those guys are coming around the edge trying to hit you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.